You're listening to SBS News.
Federal ministers have been spruiking their policy successes over Labor. Peter Dutton in October 2020 as Home Affairs Minister before moving to Defence.
Now, on my watch, nobody has drowned at sea, and I've not sent a single person to Manus or Nauru. I got all of the children out of detention.
Michaelia Cash, then Minister for Small and Family Businesses in February 2019, now Attorney General.
When we came into office in 2013, we said we would put in place the right policies to ensure that we stopped the boats, we stopped the deaths at sea, we got the children out of detention.
And the Prime Minister Scott Morrison in May 2019 during the federal election campaign at the National Press Club Leaders Debate.
And we achieved the outcome. We saved thousands of lives. We were able to secure our borders and ensure that ultimately we've got every child out of detention.
The National Press Club comment surprised the Tamil community, as the Tamil asylum seeker family in Bilawila, including two young children, were removed in Dawn raids about a year earlier. Pal Chiambaram is the secretary of the Brisbane Tamil Association.
He said we got all children out of detention, which was untrue, because not only myself, the entire Australia knew that these children were in detention.
He asked Home Affairs how many children were in detention at the time of Mr. Morrison's press club comments. Their response?
Children still in immigration detention facilities as at 21st of February 2021, less than five.
Mr. Chiambaram wrote to the Prime Minister for a correction.
This is a clear breach of ministerial standards because clearly the public have been misled, the Parliament has been misled, and we gave an opportunity to rectify. That did not happen either.
Tanika and Kopika of the Bilawila family were released in June after being detained since March 2018. That makes June this year a very significant month. It was the first time since before the 2016 federal election that there were no children in detention, according to Home Affairs' monthly statistics, but there was also no fanfare. The last time there were no children in detention was for 2 months, May and June of 2016, when the Coalition released the last of more than 1,000 children they'd inherited from the previous Labor government. Simon Birmingham in December 2019, then Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment, and now Finance Minister.
Our policies have worked in getting all children out of detention.
And Peter Dutton in February 2019.
We've done it in a way that hasn't seen children go back into detention.
The PM and ministers declined to comment, but a government spokesman said, those statements were made in the context of Labor's border policy failures. It would be inaccurate to take those comments out of context by implying they are a reference to the composition of the immigration detention network on the day they were made. Prime Minister Scott Morrison's ministerial standards require ministers not to mislead the public or the Parliament and any error or misconception is corrected or clarified as soon as practicable. Associate Professor Yifu Ng specialises in government accountability at Monash University.
It's completely at the Prime Minister's discretion, so it's not a legally enforceable document, and it's up to the Prime Minister to determine.
She served as a policy advisor in the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet during the Rudd government.
Misleading Parliament historically has been seen as a hanging offence, so one that ministers do tend to resign over.
Another child in detention was Isabella, born to a Vietnamese asylum seeker in immigration detention in March 2018 and not released until August 2020. Labor declined to comment, but Greens Senator Nick McKim, spokesperson for immigration, says there is a case to answer.
There's no doubt that on the face of it, minister after minister, including the Prime Minister, have misled the Australian people and also misled the Parliament.
Pal Chiambaram has vowed to continue pursuing the Tamil claim.
We are expecting the Prime Minister and the ministers to do the honourable thing.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.